Welcome back to your Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you find yourself in fifth place after last night's win. You got a little bit of help there from other teams around the league, but at this point in the game, you can only control what you can, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Kelly. Those are three big points that we got last night, and now today is another opportunity for three more, and that's what our focus is on. We want to take care of business today.
You had four players last night with multi-point games: Christian Huber, Caitlin Tugas, Stephanie Anderson, and Alexis Joyce, actually with three assists. They added an extra assist to one of the goals that was scored, but it's nice to see that your team's still getting goal scoring and scoring from all across the board.
Oh, no question. Certainly, both Caitlin Tugas and Christian Huber were that's our top two lines. So when your top two lines are scoring, that's always good. And I just thought Huber was outstanding yesterday. I thought when she plays like that, she's awful tough to handle. And she was just a big power forward that was just made life difficult for Mankato. And what can you say about Tugi? She's the exact opposite. She might be the smallest player on the ice, but you'd never know it watching her play. And she's very crafty. I think the one play where she spun the defenseman around, it was almost a 360. It's just classic Tugi. And her second goal was another one. When she scores, we just look at each other on the bench and go, how the heck did that go in? But it was fun to see.
57 shots on goal yesterday, second most of the season for your Beaver squad. And, of course, you mentioned Tugas and Huber both had a lot of those shots. I think Tugas had 11 and Huber might have had 9. It's not often in this league you get that many shots on goal, but definitely helps get you some goals, doesn't it?
For sure. And that was the game plan coming in was get pucks to the net. And, we've talked a lot about that in the past is try to get pucks to the blue area and crash. Sometimes it's just funneling the puck from the half wall or the sideboards or whatever. But if you can get the puck there and then and get people there, you can create a chaotic situation. And that's when you hopefully find that loose puck and find a way to get by their goalie. And we did that a lot, but she made a lot of big saves. But we were able to find it just enough. And at the other end, our goalie was stopping everything. So it was a good combination.
You mentioned your goalie, Brittany Mowat, now with her sixth shutout of the season. Tynes, who's on to Tomchikova. She just keeps breaking records. She's only a sophomore. It's obviously going to be a fun road ahead of her.
Yeah, we don't mention that stuff to her. We just keep putting her back out there because, we talked yesterday. She looks like she's locked in, and that's when she's like that, boy, she's awful tough. And again, it just gives our team so much confidence when she's playing like that.
I know late in the game, I think it was right at the beginning of the third period, Andrew Fisher slid a note to me about the shutout. And I told him, I looked over and I said, I can't talk about that until the game's over. He wasn't very happy with me. But as a goalie, you play goaltender. You don't talk about shutouts yet until the game's over, do you?
Well, back in the day, yeah, he didn't mention it. But, it's one of those things where, obviously, as a, I would never say anything to the players in the locker room about it. But whether you say it or don't, I don't think it's going to have any impact on what happens on the ice. But yeah, there are some goalies that would absolutely probably go bonkers if you mentioned it to them. I don't think Brit's like that though.
Your team's only allowed 51 goals this season. Going into the weekend, only giving up 1.70 goals per game. I know in all my years watching Beaver hockey, that hasn't been seen ever. But talk about how this isn't just about goaltending and defense. It has to do with offensive control as well, doesn't it?
Well, that's definitely a team stat, Kelly. That goals against average is a team stat. The save percentage is the goalie stat, but the goals against is definitely a team stat. And that number is a tribute to them and how hard they're working and what they're doing in the defensive zone in terms of blocking shots, playing their position, back checking. But you're right, it also happens to do with puck possession. If we have the puck more than our opponents, obviously it's gonna bode well for you in terms of not allowing them scoring chances. And so when we can play like that, plus play good solid team defense and make things hard for our opponents in our end, and then you get the goaltending on top of it, it's a recipe that just helps put up W's on that in the win column.
Just how much confidence is your team playing with right now?
I'd say a lot. They were a confident group last night. They had fun. They played hard. And it's that time of the year. It's I think as a player, this is the time of the year you really look forward to the most. And they had a great game last night. They seem like they're anxious to get back out there today.
Alex Bond is back in the lineup today. She's on left wing instead of defense. Why'd you make that choice?
Well, she's ready to play. You know, it's been a long road for her. You know, she was out for a long time, and she's worked real hard here the last, you know, basically since Christmas. And once she got the green light to resume all activities, you know, she's really pushed herself, and she deserves an opportunity to play. But, you know, she plays defense, but, you know, our defense are doing a great job. And I, you know, in fairness to those six, I don't think there's anybody should come out. So Alex she's got flexibility in terms of the positions she can play. And she's played up front before, and believe me, she's excited to get out there.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think we need to be, you know, obviously the initial push from Mankato, we got to be ready for it. I think they're going to be better. You know, it's their senior day, and they're, you know, we're going to deal with that. But we need to play almost a mirror of what we did yesterday in terms of we want to push the pace, we want to make them play defense, and we want to get pucks to the net as much as we can. And if we can duplicate that, that's certainly going to help us and prove really beneficial for our team's chances.
You mentioned on the bus before we got off about how everyone should cherish all these games, especially today. It's one day at a time for your team, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how you got to look at it. And you know, my message is we're getting close to the end, and every time out is you know, it's something you want to cherish and give everything you have to it, because you don't want to look back and have any regrets. And you know, this group all year long has done everything we've asked in terms of being ready to play, and I think they will be again today.
Good luck today, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.